See, Emily's enjoying being in the position of subjection. I have in my pocket, in my wallet, a list of songs that are approved by Emily. And in Virginia, when we get ready for singing, I'd hand her the list, and she'd point out which one she wants. I'll say this, you can be in subjection and have great power.
I don't want to ask that.
We're ready to magnify or magnify. Sing all three.
Magnify, oh, magnify, oh, magnify, oh, magnify, oh, magnify, oh, magnify.
Okay, 145. sing the mighty power of God. In keeping with Mr. Larry's thoughts, the title of this one is, and it's fairly self-explanatory, if you go to the different verses, it lists all the different, the power that God has, and how he's done so much for us, and how it's, if you just sit back and look at nature itself, it just screams his handiwork. It's what I take when anybody else has any thoughts on this before we sing this song.
Can you sing the Amen with me?
We can. We can.
It's all been commanded.
Okay. We'll just do it at the end of the third verse. We'll sing the Amen at the end of the third verse. Does anybody have a bishop? I didn't ask that at the beginning.
I got one up here.
Okay. Be flat if you don't mind.
Be flat.
Please.
I see the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread abroad his seeds abroad and filled the lofty skies. I see the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule again. The shines full at his coming, and all the stars away. I see the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with fruit. He's born of creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good.
She did a ladies' class, and it was joy through gratitude. It was talking about being thankful. And she had lots of good points, and I hope I can get a recording of it that anyone that wants to hear it. It was really excellent. But one of her points was, go out and look at nature all around you, and that was part of her lesson, wasn't it? Was just some appreciating the creation.
Remember that next time you're outside, slow down just for a moment and look. It'll change your day.
Okay. 66. 66. 66.
66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66. 66
I have seen you walk down a dusty road. I have watched you stumble from my very road. In my heart I struggled, but I always knew the Holy Redeemer from heaven was you.
Into more of a realism in our mind as far as how what we do and how it affects God and how it affects our walk with Him and our relationship with Him. And I love the course. As a senior glory in my life is forever changed. You know, it's when we see the things that He does for us, when we can actually experience it and know the feeling of true happiness, and which I believe that true happiness is just this. It is the peace that passes all understanding. Like, it's, I remember a couple of years back, it really just hit me one day, and I was down at FC, and I was driving around, and it was real sunny outside, and I just decided just randomly, I was going to get in my car, and I was going to take a drive, and I was just riding down the road, and I mean, it just hit me right then and there. I was looking at the blue sky, and I was looking just people walking around, and I just saw everything in a new light. When you get that feeling after you have been living your life right, it is you feel and you can see His glory and in a way that you could never explain in any kind of words. And that's the reason why I love this song so very much.
That'll make the song more meaningful to me. Appreciate that very much. I think this is good. What we're doing here is good.
I just want to mention that this song to me brings a great sense of comfort, because our relationship with God is personal, and because the words here describe, touching Him and feeling His embrace, and knowing that what He's done is part of a bigger plan, and that what we're doing here does have purpose.
So. When we go to 144. This almost lends itself after that, the sentiments of that song, talking about, the title of the song, Gloria. The first line of the first verse, beyond the stars and farther plains of all that nature holds. It goes to talk about our eventual home in heaven, if we are found to...
Be
careful. Yeah, I'm losing my words. Sorry. This is a good song, right? I think it helps with that. So let's sing Can I Get Deep Up?
Beyond the stars and farther plains of all that nature holds, there dwells and glory brings, with glory and untold. And soon will come thy glory day, when God
and hold. And soon will come my glory day. We need to know what glory is.
Call specific attention to something and show you its powers.
Okay, attention, power. What is glory?
Greatness.
What's that?
Greatness.
Grace is glory.
Greatness.
Oh, great. Okay. It's great. Yeah. It's, you almost think in terms of that which is filled with praise, that is awesome, that has got might. We could think in earthly terms, the glory of victory. You know, here's something you rejoice and praise. It's something great, high, exalted. Glory. When you're talking about glory in relationship to God, that which is very, very high, awesome, perfect, rejoicing is part of it. We can be a part of glory. Interesting, anyway. I've got a sermon coming on John. Same thing I was looking at the other day with God was talking, with Jesus talking about glory. Not only having glory, but sharing it, and us being a part of it. So, but poor look at that.
237.
Sorry, on the F.
You want an F.
I want an F.
How strong your love, Jesus.
And the bright side of your love is here.
this song for years. If you go to a quote unquote Christian camp or whatever, this is one of the songs that always gets sung and it's fun and everything. It's because of the tempo and the melody and everything. But, you know, for some reason when the song was selected a second ago, I thought of Ecclesiastes. You think about the course in particular and how Solomon had all these riches and he could search out everything and could do whatever he wanted. There was a gaping hole in it. And the thing that he wasn't doing was putting God first. And I guess the last couple of lines of the wardrobe on my first love, at last I realized that we could seek all the different pleasures we want. And people find us out on a daily basis, but there's just something missing. And the sooner we realize that we're better off with God and doing what He says, the sooner off our life can be complete, can be heading in the right direction. I'm constantly going on the road of hard knocks, just time and time again, hitting my head in that same wall, in that same spot, trying to figure out why can't I get this figured out and drilled into my very, very, very thick head. But sometimes it's the simplest messages that take us the longest time to learn. And that's what I think of when I think of this song.
To go along with that, I like number 17, seeking first. You know, it's the same thing. We got to find God, not the world.
So,
oh, yes,
I'm
going to sing that.
Before we start this, how many times are we going to sing this through? Because this is always confusing. Are we singing every verse through twice with the best camp over it? Or what are we doing? Good or weird? Wants to just have the best hand come in on the second verse.
I was thinking the best hand.
Or we can skip it.
We can make this a business meeting and make it a show.
Yeah. I didn't mean to confuse that. So well, I just know what we're doing.
I just thought the best hand.
It can get a little over whatever you do.
Yeah,
we'll just do all three verses.
Let's do it that way.
Do all three verses.
Let's do the first verse and then on the second verse.
Okay, that's fine. So let's get coming on the second verse.
Can you get back to
seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
See you as a
It's almost in the fact that it's not working out for us.
58?
Yeah.
I think the, keeping with a thought or two before the song, the premise of this song is the battle's already over. God won, period. And kind of going with the thought we had a moment ago, you can get on his side and make things a lot easier for yourself, or you can choose to keep getting your head up against that same wall. Verse 2, when the power of darkness comes in like a flood, it doesn't matter. The battle already won. It's already won. It's over. And we praise him because he's won. So let's think about that as we sing this song. Can I get a G, please? One more time, sorry. Thank you. In heavenly honor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we say glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. And we say glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. Study, and I said, am I making sense at all? And Leah says very astutely that
doing a, how does he phrase it? You're doing a good job trying to explain the unexplainable.
I was trying miserably.
I'm not patting myself on the back.
Don't feel bad because you can't do that.
But you try to put it into words, the feeling that can come over you to think of their people that pass on that are cheering for you, their angels cheering for you, God's cheering for you, the Lord's cheering for you. Just keep fighting, finish, persevere. It's hard to conjure that up into a couple of sentences just strung together. Words don't compare to the feeling that of confidence that just exudes from me.
One thing I like about this song is when we sing it about 8 times in a row, like Will Kids Class that one day. I mean, I especially like the chorus because I feel like when I sing and we sing glory, honor, power, and strength of the Lord, but that's not something that's for me. You know, if it was something that was for me, something that I needed to hear, which songs are supposed to do that too, being repetitive can be counterproductive. But seeing that over and over, that's not for me. That's my sacrifice to God, is singing glory and power and honor. That's what I felt like. So I felt like that can bear repeating in a way. Yeah, that makes sense.
That is. Well, let's do 86 first, and then we'll scoop my bucket song. And then we might take one or two more, and then we'll close up with There Is a God.
I have a couple, like, we may not know these songs, but I find the words very encouraging, especially like when we're leaving. We might want to look at some of those.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay, we'll do 86 first. I've never read this one before, I've read this one before. You want to give it a shot?
Oh, you might.
You give it a shot.
Okay, any good thought?
Be strong and I
the lectures that the alumni choral group is doing a special CD. And they're going to do two songs that my son Stephen wrote in their CD. So, I think one of them is on Psalms 22, and what was the other event? Anyway, so.
While
we're passing these out, what was the one we're looking at?
Number 200. And also
And then we'll do the last one, too. So. Yeah, one more.
2:15. They called for 2 and 2 on the way. Let's do 2:02 first. We'll sing that for you as well. Give me a half, please.
Thank you.
painting. I think most folks are familiar with it. We're just going to paint from a lot of people's sheet music. Let's go all the way across. Left to right, all the way down page one, all the way down page two. So here we go. Here I am once again. I pour out my heart, for I know that you hear every cry. You are listening, the spirit who sings when I cry from within. You are faithful to answer.
approach thy throne at this time, praising you as the one true living God, the creator of all that we see around us, Father, the Alpha and the Omega, the Almighty. Father, we have sung tonight of your glory, your deeds that you've done for us, that we don't deserve, for all that you've done, and we don't deserve it, Father, and we're so thankful for all that you do for us and for all that you allow us to be. Father, we know that you've given us all potential, and we pray that we would live up to that potential, that we would do our best for you, Father. We pray now that as we go our separate ways, that what was said that your night was pleasing in that sight, that we've all been edified from being here, that you keep us safe as we go. Father, for your sake, our sins, in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Just an interesting story. When I first became a Christian in 1970,